Hello everyone, I'm trying something different today. Excuse the red line through the screen. I think it's something to do with the camera. My title today is Different But The Same. This week the government of our country made a decision to continue the lockdown for at least another 3 weeks. They were going to review it after this time to see whether these extra 3 weeks has made a significant difference to halt the spread of the coronavirus. After 4 weeks of being in lockdown already and limited movement, it's time for us to take a review of things as well, I think. So where are we now? Since moving from the desire to reset the clock of our lives to get more quiet time, a break from work to enjoy family life and to fix up the broken things that need attending to, where are we now? We've experienced self-isolation. We've been told to keep our distance from others, and we ask others to be respectful of our space as well and not to move into it. We have been left disjointed and out of sorts, limited and restricted in what we can do. What's been your experience, Church? How easy has it been for you stopping going out, meeting up with people and socialising? There are ones, of course, that are still out there on the front line, doing that essential work that we recognise and we praise, and particularly in regards to the NHS workers each Thursday evening as we put our hands together and applaud them. Perhaps even we're putting our hands in our pockets to look how we can support them practically through fundraising. Let's not forget Christian brothers and sisters to raise our hands in prayer for them too. Lift them up to God and ask for his protection as we think of them doing the essential work, saving others through sacrificial care. Now we're trying to find new routines, but we experience the same difference. We're all in a similar position, one which has changed very little over the last 4 weeks. We've lost the way of doing things our way. Perhaps there's even a feeling that we've lost our liberty in some way for a bit longer than we anticipated. As the crisis escalates and the curve, as they say, remains unflattened. This week I had an opportunity to meet up with students of the School of Leadership. The meeting up was, of course, online through Zoom. The subject that we spoke about was the church being different in different societies. And I guess it was ironic that the speaker, Andy McCulloch, who'd been booked in months and months and months ago to speak to us, represented the New Frontiers movement, a movement that had been going out and has been going out on mission now in activity to countries throughout the world, to uncharted areas. But Andy was restricted, sat in his room talking to us because of current events. We looked at two pieces in Bible scripture, one from the Old Testament and one from the New. The two examples there show how much God cares and celebrates difference. How God moves us out of standard ways of doing things. In Genesis 12, there is the story of Abraham. But there's before that the story of Nimrod. Nimrod is a man who comes to a position of control and influence. Nimrod wanted to eliminate difference. He wanted to standardize things, to put everyone in the same place. And he started by building a big tower. And through that, the people were all speaking the one same language. Nimrod was afraid of difference. probably he felt in his own mind it was right to have everyone controlled together in the same place, worshipping in one building, using the same language. But what did God think about this? God had originated diversity. Different cultures with different languages was God's intention, that people would speak to each other in different ways. God wasn't pleased, and he came down and he confounded the plan of Nimrod, and he scattered the people. In grace, God gave people back their individuality, their culture, their identity, their difference. Christianity is a celebration of difference. It's difficult for us to think how we can exercise this difference right now when we all seem to be in the same position, the same place. We might even have started to speak the same language as those that are around us. Oh dear, not another 3 weeks of lockdown. I know what they're telling me to do, but what is it that I can do now? Let me encourage you with some conversation that I had earlier on in the week with the church leaders who I regularly meet up with. We spoke together and we sympathised over the difficult position that the current state of things had brought us into. And yet, some said that they were finding new and creative ways to communicate to people, and that even in lockdown they were reaching people, different people, more people, people in different places, people sometimes in different countries, in different cultures. Through the grace of God, who celebrates difference, they were touching a wider and diverse group, individuals who would not normally come into their church building. They were reaching out, and contact was being made as they were responding positively to the message. Prayers were being sent in, comments were being shared, suggestions were being made. And actually, the situation that we're in has given some leaders that I spoke with a new sense of purpose. But I said to you that there was two examples that we looked at on the college course this week. And the one in the New Testament is in Acts chapter 2. The scene there in Jerusalem was that people were making a pilgrimage. They were coming from all over the world to worship. They were worshipping in one building, the temple, carefully constructed under Herod's jurisdiction for 36 years. A massive building where only one language was permitted to be spoken. It excluded many people for many, many reasons. The scattered blessing intended by God for the people of the world had returned back into a time when being in the same place and in the same building, in the same city, using the same Hebrew language, was the thing that was expected to be done. Just like that earlier scene in Genesis. And just like that earlier scene in Genesis, God responds again. He comes to honour and multiply languages and worship so that people can take back his blessing through the gift of the Holy Spirit to their own individual places. The energy of Pentecost, you see, was the fuel of mission. God is effectively saying here, you don't need to come to this building in this city and speak in a specific language for blessing. I'm coming to where you are. You might feel today, because the church building isn't open, you are missing out on blessing. God delights in blessing you. He wants you to take his blessing into your home. He is most definitely where you are. What are the different things we can all experience then? What ways are we catching his diverse heart for us? When others are perhaps descending into depression as lockdown continues, what are we doing about this? What are we thinking? What are we praying? There are conversations to be shared. Let's do more of this, church. May God draw us all out in creative ways and in a flexibility that says, I won't speak the same language as those that are around me, even though I may be sharing their experience with them. So let me encourage you to speak out, to reach out, and to continue to be changed as the Lord moves in you. Jesus on earth interacted differently. Not everyone he met was the same, and not every experience was the same. But they were all in the same place. They all needed to hear the same gospel message. And so the opportunity had been created. And God today is creating in these times opportunities. So what do? We ask, Lord, that you will show us now the way. Teach us how we can reach others and allow us to reach them for you. If there's anything that I've said today that you want to speak to me about, please call or text me, email me. To encourage church members, use the church messenger to share words or to share your views. I want to leave you now with some words from Psalm 100 and 18. The psalm says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice in these days, because these are the days that the Lord has made. May you be encouraged. May you be blessed as you seek to express the difference that is in you with those that are around you. May you continue to stay safe, to stay well and healthy, to continue to allow the Lord to move and shape and direct you for his glory. Amen.